Well, when it's too cold for you to jump around outside or you don't feel like falling down on the ice, where can you go to have some fun, blow off some steam, maybe get a good workout that is indoors? How about a trampoline park? Indoor trampoline park. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. It is 8.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, February 3rd. We're going to share some ideas for some fun indoor activities during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We will talk about what you can do at a trampoline park and painting bars and escape rooms. And we will welcome any experiences that you have had with any of these somewhat newer trends. Or maybe you have another favorite indoor activity that you like to do when it is too cold or snowy outside. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Very happy to welcome our first guest. Herb Coalthirst is the general manager for Sky Zone Trampoline Park. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. So, Sky Zone Madison is where you are the general manager, but the Sky Zone Madison is not open yet.
Not quite. We're hoping for a grand opening celebration the first week of April with a soft opening and a Facebook celebration event, friends and family events, all that fun stuff coming up in late March.
Cool. And there is, though, a Sky Zone in Waukesha?
Correct. And that's where I actually got my start with trampoline parks. And we're open for about 3.5 years now. And we have a blast over there.
And I said newer trends that we're kind of talking about.
Sure.
Now, they've been around for a while, but I've not been to a trampoline park. I've seen videos of them, and they look really cool. Tell us exactly what is a trampoline park.
Well, a lot of people envision just a room full of trampolines. We're actually so much more than that. We do have freestyle jumping areas. We do have giant foam pits to launch yourself into, basketball hoops to have dunk contests on, dodgeball courts to have tournaments. We actually are introducing some new elements such as Ninja Warrior courses, jousting pits, and challenge zones, which have ladders over foam pits and giant airbags to fly into. So there's a lot going on at a trampoline park.
Oh, my gosh. So what I have seen is several trampolines next to each other.
Sure.
Paint us a picture of what the trampoline part looks like.
Well, when I was a kid, we had a elevated 4-foot trampoline in the backyard that you launched yourself off of and landed on hard ground. Well, this way, we have a large grid where you're going to launch yourself into the air, and the worst thing that's going to happen is you're going to land on a soft pad or another trampoline. So just for an example, our Waukesha Park has a grid of 50 trampolines.
Wow.
All sewn together, essentially. So you've got pretty much unlimited space to kind of express yourself in the air and go nuts.
How big is it?
We're a 30,000 square foot facility in Waukesha. So that includes some party rooms, some office areas, but it's mostly trampoline elements.
But if I'm jumping on one trampoline,
sure.
It's a full size room full of trampolines that are all connected.
Definitely.
And are there even some on the wall?
There are. It's wall-to-wall trampoline fun. Yeah, you can go from the floor to the wall. You really don't have to stop jumping if you want to go in for a serious workout.
So is it dangerous?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and we do get a lot of questions about danger and safety and injuries and things of that nature. And, you know, while it's a recreation park, you are doing a sport, essentially. There is some risk of injury. However, we have court monitors that essentially function as lifeguards up on the courts that are monitoring our jumpers, making sure that all of the safety rules that we have in place are being followed. There is a liability waiver that does have to be signed. Again, you know, anytime that you're doing an extreme athletic activity, there is a risk. But we do everything in our power to make sure that jumpers are safe with each other, not jumping outside of the scope of their ability. So we will enforce all of our safety rules that we do have in place at all times. And you know, we want to especially make sure that the little ones are safe when they're jumping.
Well, little ones. So what age do you target for jumping around?
I can't say an age. All I can say is if you can walk, you can jump. From the very small, we do have toddler activities. We have a special toddler time where it's just the little ones that have the whole facility to themselves. And then we have programs designed for young adults, teens, and then we have a SkyFit class as well where we'll have participants into their 60s and 70s. If you can walk, you can jump, truly, on either side of the spectrum.
Well, I'm not going to say my age, but I'm at the older end of your range there. Tell me about this SkyFit class. You actually have like fitness classes.
We do. They're hour long structured fitness classes with an instructor. We have Sky Fitness, which is more of an aerobics based class, and then we have Sky Dance, which could be along the lines of like a Zumba type dance going on the trampolines. We also have incorporated something called Sky Kwando. We have a Taekwondo instructor come in and incorporate the trampolines there as well. In Madison, we're really interested in getting a Sky Yoga class up and running as well. I mean, Madison, we're looking so forward to coming here because of how active the city is, and we're just going to give everybody another opportunity to take out that athletic aggression, get out on those trampolines and burn some calories, have some fun.
I think that sounds I'm really interested in doing fitness classes. Sure. On trampolines, but in fact I'm dressed now because I'm going to go to my yoga class. I'm dressed what I would wear to yoga class. Sure. after work today. And you can do yoga on a trampoline.
Sure. Mm-hmm. There's so many benefits to trampolines. I mentioned the toddler time before. It's great for motor skill development, getting out on an uneven surface. But same for yoga. I mean, imagine if you can do your yoga poses on an uneven surface such as a trampoline. I mean, you'll be an expert in no time.
Yeah, because you have to kind of balance your warrior one or two or whatever. You also mentioned exactly. That you have a warrior course, or
true.
Will have a warrior course. Is that like a, I don't know, an obstacle course?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There's shows on TV that are coming quite popular with the Ninja Warrior courses.
Right.
And it's really, we're inside a trampoline park, so it's a bit of an abbreviated version. It's not like the one you'll see on TV as far as scale, but it has the same exact elements. It has a warped wall that you can kind of, run up, and it's got rings that you'd swing back and forth on. There's three different sections and two lanes, and you can actually race each other. You can hit a button, timer goes off, and you race each other to the finish. It's pretty phenomenal, and it's tough. It's really tough. I tried her out and watched my teenage employees just fly by me on it.
And also at your trampoline park, at Sky Zone Trampoline Park, you will have a free climbing wall. What does that mean?
Well, it's essentially an abbreviated version of a rock wall. If you've been anywhere, gotten harnessed in, climbed 30 feet to the top, it's exactly what that is, minus the harness, minus your spotter, no one's belaying. You have a giant foam pit at your feet. You can climb up. When you're sick of climbing, get tired, get to the top, you just let go and you fall back into the foam.
Cool. We are talking about fun things to do indoors. Right now we are focusing on a trampoline park. The Sky Zone Trampoline Park is going to be opening this spring in Madison. There is one in Waukesha now. There are others around the state. Have you done anything like this? Have you been at a trampoline park? What did you think of the experience? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We just have a couple of minutes left with Herb Coalthirst, who is the general manager for Sky Zone Trampoline Park of Madison. So how would you describe the appeal, Herb, for trampoline parks? Why would people flock to a trampoline park?
Sure. Well, I think number one, it's unique. Number two, it's great, whether you want to just come in for a workout by yourself during a fitness class, it's a great date night. It's great for team building with the office. A unique recreational opportunity is what we have in store for you. And like we mentioned before, we run the gamut on age groups, on demographics. We're affordable. Anybody can come in, afford to do it, and have a great time.
Yeah. And how popular are you finding it to be, especially with the one that opened 3 years ago in Waukesha?
we're in constant growth. We started with just two parks. Now we're up to five under our umbrella. There's 160 Sky Zones worldwide that are operating, and the industry is only about 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah.
So it's just you have to come in, you have to experience it. At the very least, drop by once we're open and let me give you a tour.
I will do that. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Herb Coalthirst is the general manager of Sky Zone Madison, which will be opening in spring, late March, early April in Madison. When we come back after news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, we are going to talk about something to do indoors that can help you express your inner artist. Will go to a painting bar coming up. And then after our second news break, we're going to go to an escape room. So talking about some fun things to do indoors when it's too cold to play outside. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org.
If a picture paints a thousand words, then why?
Have you ever painted a picture at one of the paint bars that are popping up all over Wisconsin? I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We are exploring some fun things to do indoors, maybe when it's a little too cold outside or whenever you don't feel like playing outside. We just visited a trampoline park where you can blow off some steam and get a workout. Now we are going to discuss the appeal of the painting bars in Wisconsin, where you can express your artistic side. Coming up in our next segment, we will give our brains a little bit of a workout in an escape room. So, have you ever been to a painting bar? Do you want to show us your artwork? You can post it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I am showing you some of mine. I have been to a paint bar, and I painted a picture of my cat, Ray, and then a very amateurish sun that says, "You are my sunshine," and I have posted that on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So what do you like about painting bars? What do you like about expressing yourself this way? Or do you have another recommendation for a fun thing to do inside on a cold winter day? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Marla Poininger. She is the owner and president of Splash Studio in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being with us. So I really enjoyed myself. I've been to a painting bar twice. And I will say that I was not under the influence when I painted my pictures. But what is a painting bar?
So a painting bar is an opportunity to try a unique creative experience in a really fun environment. At Splash Studio, we offer three-hour painting experiences with local artists. So the idea is that a really hip, cool local artist will guide you through the featured painting step by step. They'll actually stand up on the stage with a paintbrush and a microphone and paint that featured painting again from the beginning. You'll start with a blank canvas, and you can follow along with that artist if you want to. And they'll kind of show you, you know, what colors they're using, what techniques they're using, and give you some tips and tricks to how to make it unique and make it your own along the way. And, of course, we have lots of different drinks, craft cocktails, beer, wine, everything you need to have a really great experience while you're there.
And you try to put an artistic twist to your cocktails, too.
We sure do. All of our employees are artists, and so they have a great time coming up with really unique new cocktails that tie in with the featured painting of the evening. Or, you know, we have a whole list of cocktails that we call paint drinks. There's the red paint, the blue paint, the turquoise paint. And so it's fun to see what they're able to come up with in mixing both flavors and colors and make it something really special for our guests.
Yeah. And, you know, I did have one of mine was actually a noon hour class, and we had mimosas. So it was, you know, you could have a mimosa, but you don't have to drink if you don't want to. But what's the idea between you know, mixing the painting and an adult beverage?
You know, this is Wisconsin. We love to unwind with an old fashioned or, you know, a local beer, and it really kind of makes it feel like a complete experience, a complete night out. Also kind of takes the edge off. A lot of people haven't painted, you know, in a long time, or they feel like it's something that only a professional should be doing. And so if you can have a drink and just kind of relax with your friends, it just makes it the perfect environment for just a fun night out or maybe a life celebration. We have a lot of engagements, birthday parties, wedding events, that kind of stuff. It also makes it really kind of a higher level if you want to come and entertain guests or bring a corporate group or a team building activity. So it just kind of takes it to that next level for you.
So how do you explain the appeal of painting bars? I know they've been around for a little while, but it's a fairly new trend. And now you're seeing them just about in every community in Wisconsin. What's the appeal, do you think?
Well, for Splash, at least, I know we try really hard to make it a fully immersive experience. We tell our employees that their job is to give customers a blow-your-mind experience from the minute that they first engage with us. And so the idea is that it really allows people to be transformed, sort of like if they were to go to Disney World or Universal Studios, they walk into our studio and they're immediately surrounded by art and artwork and local artists. And I think for some people, it's just a really nice escape to be able to come in from the Wisconsin winter, from their long day at work, and do something really unique and different and engage with art in a way that they never have before.
Yeah. And what is the benefit of painting or playing with art especially if you don't consider yourself all that good?
The benefit is this opportunity to be a part of the creative experience. So we really encourage that active engagement with art and artwork, and we have a full gallery of original artwork from our artists. And so you might be able to come in and, you know, have a painting experience with somebody like John Kowalczyk, our artistic director, who is an incredible artist and doing lots of important creative work in the state. And, you know, you get to actually work with him, learn how to paint from him, and then maybe buy a piece of his original artwork to hang on your wall. So it's sort of a new twist on the gallery concept in that you really get to experience art instead of just being a passive observer.
We are talking about paint bars and wondering if you've ever been to a paint bar in Wisconsin. What did you paint and what was the appeal for you? And will you post one on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page? We'd love to see it. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. You can also tell us what you like to do indoors when it's cold outside. That's what we are exploring during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. Fun things to do inside when it is a little bit too cold outside, or when you just don't feel like playing outside. We are talking with Marla Poininger, who is the owner and president of Splash Studio in Milwaukee. And Marla, talk a little bit. This is what's fascinating too about the paint bars. And I know you're unique with Splash Studio in Milwaukee, but there are others that do somewhat similar things. You have different paintings that people can work on. You have classes probably every weekend, and it's a different one almost every day. There's something new to do. Talk a little bit about how this works.
Right. So if you're interested in coming to a painting bar / studio in particular, the first thing you're going to want to do is choose the painting, the event that you're interested in. You can find that information on our website, splashmilwaukee.com. And if you go to the calendar, there's, like you said, there's a whole slew of different paintings that you can choose from depending on the time slot that you're available. You would pick the painting that you love, make a reservation online, or you can call us over the phone. We'll walk you through it. And then when you arrive, you'll show up. You'll have your own artist station, so an easel, a blank canvas, paint, brushes, everything that you need to create your painting. And then the artist will stand up on the stage with a microphone. Of course, there's music playing as well to make it really fun and relaxing. And then the artist will paint that from the beginning, step by step, and explain what they're doing really in a way that's really easy to understand and easy to follow along, so that, you know, everybody can, again, choose whether they want to follow along. They can follow along really closely, or they can change up the colors, change up the texture, maybe add a little dinosaur in the corner or something unique to make it their own. And then at the end of, we always have 3-hour sessions, so you have plenty of time to really do exactly what you want to do with your painting. At the end of the 3 hours, you get to take your painting home, keep it. It's yours, of course, and we'll take care of all the cleanup.
Yeah, it is. It was a lot of fun. I did one that was guided, and it was from scratch. Most of these are from scratch mostly, where you start with a blank canvas. But I did one where it was paint your pet, and a photograph of my pet. I sent them a photograph of my cat Ray, and it was scanned. So then the outline was there, and I had to. It's almost like paint by number, but there was still a little bit more to that. Do you do those scanning things at all?
We don't do that. It's important to us that everything is original artwork, where you're starting from scratch, like you said. But there are really cool things that you can do with the paint bar concept. Some of the things that we've pioneered, we have a glow-in-the-dark paint night that nobody else is doing anywhere. So we do it once a month. You come in, we turn off all of the lights, we turn on 5,000 watts of black light, and we teach you how to paint with black light reactive paint. So that's really exciting. It's a really cool kind of dance club environment. We have our Red Hot Love Fest coming up. That's a week-long Valentine's event with partner paintings. So each person creates their own canvas, their own painting, and when you put the two images together, they create one large image. We do a singles night, so a mixer where we actually kind of connect people and try and find people who are interested in doing something different, meeting people through art. And we do thin nights every month, so service industry nights where it's special discounts and special perks for our friends in the service industry.
Oh, very nice. Very fun. Patricia on Facebook shared a lovely painting of a red barn next to a tree in the winter. She says this is her most recent creation. And she adds, we have a local traveling artist, Simply Creative, who hosts paint parties all over the country as well as private home paint parties for smaller groups. It breaks up the winter blues, and it allows friends to get together and have a little food, fun, and drink. Well, that's a cool concept, somebody that'll actually come to your house for a party. And I've seen places advertise like, let go to the Humane Society and do this, and it's a benefit for the Humane Society or something else. So there's a whole lot of ways that this type of business can reach out to people. Anything? Do you do things offsite at all, Marla?
Absolutely. We can come and bring our studio to. We've done hotels, conference centers. It's really nice for corporate groups that have people coming in from out of town. They can have the splash studio experience without ever having to leave their hotel or their convention. And it's just a nice way for people to experience that activity, you know, maybe in their own environment. Although we always recommend coming to our studio and get that full immersive experience if you can.
And if you don't know one thing about painting, what do you say to somebody who just feels a little bit, boy, I just don't think I can do that?
We will help you every step of the way. we're here for you. We're going to give you that blow your mind experience, and we'll do it with a cocktail in hand so that you can make sure that you're having fun while you're at it.
Yeah. And you do teach, I'm no professional artist, but you learn different techniques. You learn how to mix paints various colors that you can mix together to make that color. You know how to make something, and you kind of realize how you start from your base and go up, and it's kind of it's a real learning experience. Even if you don't know anything about painting, you learn about painting, and you can do it.
Oh, absolutely! I would say picture your favorite art teacher, your favorite art class that you ever had in maybe in elementary school, and it's really that idea, that fun sort of just new exploration of your own creativity, plus now you get to do it while you're drinking, so yeah. It's just that much better.
So Marla, do you have, are you an artist?
So my background is in arts management. I have a degree from the Bolt Center for Arts Management from UW-Madison. And my passion is really supporting artists kind of behind the scenes. And so Splash is a way for me to do exactly that. Our mission is to offer a unique social environment in which people can explore their creativity while supporting the local artistic community. So that's always been my goal.
Let me, we have a couple of minutes here, and Doug in Reedsburg is with us. Hi, Doug.
Hi. You caught me in an odd moment. I was calling in my car, but I had to stop and get gas, so I'm doing that. But I was going to say that in Wisconsin Dells, there's a place called Paint It Pottery. And it's a similar idea, except for they don't have alcohol there, so it's a great place to take kids to and stuff like that if you have them. And you can paint your own pottery, and then they'll throw it through the kiln, and it'll get glazed. And then you can either have it shipped to your house, or you can come pick it up. And then you can have pieces to sit around the house or even to give away as gifts.
Very nice. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've seen those types of studios, pottery studios, where you can paint something like that. And Marla, that's not something you do at Splash, but that's a way to express yourself artistically too, right?
Absolutely. There are lots of places where families and kids can do creative stuff together, and that's great. We always say the more people who are painting and enjoying art, the better. Splash is 15 and older, so it is an adults-only environment. And that way you know when you come on your date night, you're going to be with other adults. So that's important to us, especially like your caller said, especially with the bar being an important part of it.
Yeah, it's just so, and I'm glad though that the 15 and up is where you go, because you do have teenagers are allowed, but they're not allowed to drink, I take it.
Right. Yeah, if they're there with an adult, they're welcome to come in. Mm-hmm. We find that 15 is the age at which those individuals can really enjoy the experience and get a lot out of it. And we also have lots of great art schools and colleges in Milwaukee, and so we wanted to make sure that we were including those students in our audience.
All right. Well, in our final minute, so tell us why we should come to Splash Studio to get out of the cold, if that's what we want to get out of.
We think that Splash really elevated the concept of the painting bar. You know, we were the first ones to really take it from kind of a relaxed, low-key family environment, bring it downtown, add a full bar, and we were the first ones to do walk-in, self-guided painting opportunities so you can sit at the bar and hang out and do your own little painting anytime, and make it an adults-only environment. And so we think it's a really special place. We think, you know, our focus is, like I said, on giving that immersive experience for customers and continuing to innovate with our opportunities that we offer our guests. And so we love to have new people come and experience this, and also our regulars come back every time and just make this a part of their daily lives. So
thank you so much.
Happy.
Thank you so much for joining us. Marla Poininger is the owner and president of Splash Studio in Milwaukee. We're going to explore an escape room coming up after the news. So we are going to visit an escape room during this segment of Tell Joy Where to Go. Have you ever been to one? What did you like or dislike about it? Have any questions about this? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. We have been exploring different places, things you can do indoors, perhaps when it's a little bit too cold or snowy outside during this edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. We visited a trampoline park so we could get a workout. We did something for our bodies there. We did something for our souls and spirits, and we expressed our artistic side during a visit to one of Wisconsin's many paint bars in our last segment. Now, we're going to do something for our brain. We're going to work our brains out a little bit and visit an escape room. And welcome again your questions or experiences there or any other recommendations that you have for fun things you like to do indoors when you don't want to play outside. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our next guest is Jennifer Funfara. She is co-founder of Tactical Escape 101. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How's it going?
It's going great, and I am really interested in learning more about escape rooms. I'm just starting to hear about them. What exactly is an escape room?
An escape room is an entertainment, educational experience where you bring your friends, family, coworkers, date night, girls night, that kind of sort of thing, to take 60 minutes to find hidden clues and figure out how those hidden clues help you through your journey to escape a room.
sort of paint a picture for us. Give us an example of a type of escape room we might find at Tactical 101 and what you have to do when you're there.
Absolutely. It's quite Nancy Drew-like. You have to find the hidden clues. So, for instance, there are four candles. One is red, one is blue, one is pink, and one is green. In the corner, there are puzzle pieces, and there are only four of them. But they fit into a stand, and you have to put them in the right order. And when you put the pieces in the right order on the stand, the door on the stand opens to give you another clue, things like that.
Yeah, the point is to work together and find these clues, figure them out in order to escape.
Absolutely. Very nice for team building. Like you said, work together. Really nice for families. One of my favorite families from Chicago. Sometimes in business I get the chance to just be transparently me. And I actually sent one of our families from Chicago back into a second room. But I gave them some rules. One of my favorite experiences right there. Once they had followed my rules, and that was that the parents weren't allowed to complete things, I said, I will let you go for free. But parents, you're not allowed to do anything but encourage your kids. Never once are you allowed to tell them no. Because this is a controlled environment. What are they going to do? Solve it incorrectly and have to start over.
Yeah. Well, if you don't do it correctly, though, you don't get out, right? I mean, you you do let them out anyway, right?
There's nobody locked in from yesterday, so we do let them out. There's also, in our facility, Tactical Escape 101, there's an emergency key right next to the door. The nice thing about this industry is it's so new that everybody's doing it a little differently. Some escape rooms use a lot of technology. Some use, like us, we use very, very little technology. If we use technology, it's a typewriter with the keys that aren't in the right place.
Why do you think this idea, how did this idea become become a thing?
This idea has been around for hundreds of years. And 2 years ago, my husband and I experienced an escape room in Charlotte, North Carolina, called Exit Strategy. we were immediately turned on and totally in love with this concept. We came home telling everybody else that they should do it, and we ended up having to open our own just as a little hobby. We were going to open two little rooms here in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, and Tactical Escape was born in our coffee shop that we owned back in 2015. We have since then sold it, but Tactical Escape was born right there at the Brewhouse Coffee, and five locations later, it's a little more than a hobby.
you have five locations?
We do have five locations. We started in Rice Lake, moved to Hayward. We have five rooms in our Rice Lake location, two brand new rooms in our Hayward location. We then moved to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, where we have three brand new beautiful rooms, our second season. La Crosse was our fourth location, and this December we very quickly opened our Stevens Point location.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I asked that. You can go to all those communities. So why are you so passionate about it? What was it about this experience that made you decide you wanted to open your own escape rooms?
Number one, we put away our technology. We take everybody's phones. I do allow on-call doctors and nurses and emergency personnel mm-hmm. to keep their phones. But if you're not one of those people, you're not keeping your phone in that room.
Because you don't want looking
for it. Technology goes away.
Okay.
And when you take away that technology and make the human brain think like it used to, there's a really amazing thing that happens with the people in the room. With your brain, you leave in an awake state that most people haven't felt for a very long time.
Very neat. And a real sense of accomplishment when you solve the way to escape, huh?
That is right. We have all different difficulties of rooms, and those are all listed on our website underneath the room description. So some rooms are meant for beginners. Some rooms are meant to be very, very difficult. In our Rice Lake location, in our five rooms, we literally have one room that is one rabbit trail. You start with one clue and you go from A to Z. That's our beginner room that the experts really struggle with because they're not used to having to go in a line.
it sounds
our
great.
Our hardest room is our school room. And that is so nine little tiny puzzles all packed inside of one.
Well, I can't wait to try an escape room. Tell us in our less than a minute, actually, that we have with you, why you recommend people try escape rooms.
Escape rooms allow groups to experience the old way we used to think in a totally new way. From your family, friends, and coworkers, it creates a bond and a joy in your life that you haven't felt in a very long time.
Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks, Joy. Have a great day.
You too. Jennifer Funfara, co-founder of the Tactical Escape 101. And we will put her website on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you want to learn more about it. Well, that was fun. Lots of fun things to do indoors when it is too cold or you don't feel like playing outside. It's now time for Wisconsin Life, and we will go indoors for our Wisconsin Life as well. Have you ever heard of dartball? If not, you're not alone. That's because this eclectic mashup of darts and baseball is often tucked away in the more rural parts of the state. WPR's Rich Kramer took a drive far outside the city to witness this age-old pastime.
Outside the First Lutheran Church in the town of Arland, there is only silence. But inside, people are filing in and warming up their throwing arms. It's Monday night, and it's time for Church League dartball. For the uninitiated, it includes a 4x4-foot board with a big diamond painted on it. Players line up 20 feet back and lob steel-tipped darts made of wood with an underhand throw, aiming at smaller white diamonds.
Well, it works like baseball.
That's Kevin Wendt.
I mean, you got innings just like baseball, you have outs just like baseball. It's hits. It's except for you throw darts at a board that's shaped like a diamond, like a, you know, baseball field, and you're throwing at the base.
But surrounding the bases are areas painted for foul balls, strikes, and outs. Teams have batting lineups. If a player hits first base, the next batter can shoot for third and send the runner home, giving them a point. Tonight, it's the Arland Badgers versus the Sheridan Canaries, two teams that have been part of the Prairie Farm Dartball League for nearly seven decades. 78-year-old Ed Siebert is one of the Canaries' founding members. He started playing dartball around 64 years ago.
How did it become popular? Why?
Well, how much is going on them days? You know. But the only thing that's going on probably was shuffleboard and maybe pool. But there was nothing else, you know. So they had, they got together and they all had fun.
Joe Basil is the Canaries' paper captain, meaning he has to keep score. So far, the Arland Badgers are really taking it to the Canaries. They've only scored one run in two games. Joe, who jokingly calls himself the Golden Arm, says it's not always so golden.
It's a frustrating game. There's some nights where you just scratch your head and you go, what was I doing? Why? It's a simple concept. You take the dart, you put it in a little white base, you know? But then you have those nights where you just can't miss. You know, you're just in that zone, and those are the nights that keep you coming back.
Teams play three games, but somewhere towards the end of the night, lunch is served at around 10 p.m. Arland Badger Diane Oberle says she's not really sure why they call it lunch, but she does know what has to be served.
Prairie Farm League, which is this little league here, you know, you always do sandwiches and then dessert, you know, cake or bars or whatever, cookies, whatever. And then what separated out the Barron League from the Prairie Farm League is the Prairie Farm League always had to have pickles. You have to serve pickles, whereas the Barron League, you don't serve pickles. It must be the Lutherans in us or something.
It's a simple meal for which each player must chip in. Diane says she and her husband, Wilbur, have been playing and paying ever since they moved to Arland.
At the time, it was 50 cents per person for lunch. Now it's $1 per person. And so I said to my husband, hey, this is the cheapest date you could ever find. You take somebody out.
In the end, it's the Arland Badgers over the Sheridan Canaries in a three-game sweep. But there is no ill will. There are no grudges. Just good people spending time with each other, playing a game called dartball.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television. And it's in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. And you can find out more about Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. Thank you to Naisha Ellison and Brianne Shasso for producing this program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Hey, I've been over there. I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove.